Well, we had great announcement with the $7.5 million Golden Eagle at Rose Hill Gardens, which is going to be staged on Derby Day, so early November. And then, of course, we've seen this three-year-old filly, Arcadia Queen, blitz them in the Kingston Town. And straight away after the race, they said, well, she could well be our horse for the Golden Eagle. So we're already talking about it. Adam Pengelly, good morning to you.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. Yeah, exciting news there with Arcadia Queen winning the Kingston Town Classic on the weekend. I suppose not a matter of if, but a matter of when she comes over to the Eastern States now. I think Bob Peters has said that he'll be pretty conservative with her in the Autumn Carnival. Probably won't see her over here in either Sydney or Melbourne for the Autumn, but definitely for the Spring. It's a matter of what the target's going to be. And Bob did raise one really interesting point, TK, after the race about the Regimate. Now, this ongoing issue with, you know, where they're trying to give their horses this substance to try to keep fillies and mares out of season during the Spring. And it's still obviously allowed up here in New South Wales. It's banned in Victoria. So he thinks that with the Regimate issue bubbling along, if it's status quo another 12 months' time, it's more likely to come to Sydney and race in a race like the Golden Eagle, just given the fact they'll be able to treat that horse and keep her out of season and keep her mind on the job when she goes to the races. So it should be great to see over here in the Eastern States, obviously. She could be a potential star in the making. To win that Kingston Town Classic, what a sick start. She was unraced a few months ago, and the way she put them away, she could be a very, very special horse.
Mm, he had a big carnival, Pikey.
And he wasted from, just for our listeners and viewers who might not know, he normally rides 53. He wasted down to 50 to ride her on the weekend, which is big. Adam, just on that, I mean, I'm wondering why, if I had a filly like that, why I wouldn't just send her here for the Autumn and keep her here for the Spring to make sure that when I got to a $7.5 million race, she was totally at home here?
Yeah, it's a good question, TK. I think Bob is traditionally a pretty conservative type of guy with his horses. He very rarely sends them to the Eastern States, and when he does, it's a very calculated plan. And I think the fact that he's had such a busy Spring Carnival, she's still probably a little bit inexperienced and raw to some extent. He doesn't sort of want to target the Autumn Carnival straight away after such a big maiden campaign. So I think races like the All-Star Mile will probably be off the agenda for it down there at Flemington. I don't think he's considering that at this stage. Obviously, things can change in the next month or two. I think he just wants to try and let it season a little bit more, get her back over here as a four-year-old mare, and then really have a red-hot crack at the Spring.
I know I'm sounding like I love Willie Pike, which I do, but why doesn't he ride over here?
Well, it's like, not like he's a young man.
I know, but why?
You know, he's not a pup.
No, but I get asked this question all the time. I said, I've got no idea. I'll ask the experts.
He makes too much money in WA. There you go.
Yeah, it's probably a fair point, TK and Laurie. He's got lifestyle issues as well. I think he's got a property or something over there.
He's got a farm he lives on. He gets around on a tractor and, you know, he's happy, mate. Well, it's not all about money, Laurie.
No, it's about... It's not all about money, but it's about, you know what? No, you know it's about though. When you're a jockey, you're a professional sportsman. You want to win the bigger races, win the big events. But anyway, I'll continue to back W. Pike over there in WA. What about Zach Purton? Had a couple of good rides last night over there in Hong Kong.
Talking about elite jockeys, he is right near the top of the tree. Zach, he had an amazing day there at Hong Kong International Races there at Sha Tin. He won a couple of Group Ones over there. Won the Vast and Exultant, but the big win was Beauty Generation in the Mile. Now I think we thought that Anthony Cummings had a pretty smart horse over here in Sydney and Montaigne before he went to Hong Kong, but this horse has just completely gone to, well, I'm not going to say a new level, he's gone to two or three different levels. He was just amazing winning the Hong Kong Mile there yesterday. He's the new star on the block, he's the established star on the block now over there in Hong Kong, and it was great to see Zach win a couple of big Group Ones. So we know how much success he's had in the last few years over there in Hong Kong, and he just continues to turn up on the biggest days of racing and dominate. So but definitely Beauty Generation was a star attraction there in the Hong Kong. Well, for Australian point of view, coming through was a little bit disappointing there. He raced on speed just behind Beauty Generation and sort of weakened out of it. The last 100 or 200 metres only beat a couple of horses home. So what Chris Waller and Suaran Glenn do with him now, I'm not too sure. I probably might head on to the Northern Hemisphere, I'd say, with all the quarantine issues. But yeah, all honours with Beauty Generation, an absolute star in the making.
A crowd of 96,000 over there at Sha Tin. It's terrific. Adam, I'm just wondering, I think it was the first time ever it was a Hong Kong clean sweep for the big internationals. Yep. And if that's the case, are they getting the international raiders? They didn't appear to be the international raiders for this carnival they've had in years gone by.
You've had a few decent ones, TK. Obviously, the Vast is the one race that Hong Kong really struggles to win. They don't sort of race their horses as much over a distance as what some of the Northern Hemisphere jurisdictions do. And when Zach won that race on Exultant in the in the vast. A few pretty smart people thought there was a chance that Hong Kong would clean sweep the four big group ones, and it turned out to be that way. So yeah. I think you are right. I think the first time in the history of the Hong Kong International Races that all four of the big group ones have been won by Hong Kong-trained horses. But I think the class of the raiders over there this year wasn't too bad. There's still a fair few Japanese. We had a couple of those horses come out of the Melbourne Cup, like the Prince of Aaron and Rostropovich and Latrobe went over there. So
coming through, finished 12th, by the way, I think.
Yeah, 12th, only got a couple home. So I can't probably give you a definitive answer on how good the class of the international raiders were this year. I think that was a pretty steady crop.
And Josh Parr's been cleared over that ride on Roheron.
Yeah, just quickly, Laurie, that was in the Stewards inquiry that resumed before the first race there at Rosehill on the weekend. I think Stewards were a little bit critical of Josh on improving between the 700 and 600 metre mark when his horse got a long way behind Chester and almost lost sight of the bunny, but they didn't find anything untoward in the betting. We know that was that issue with Josh's manager, John Walter, sort of tipping Chester, the eventual winner, in a tipping service that he has, but it was found he didn't back the horse. So Stewards wrapped up that inquiry, and it's always the way when there's so much hullabaloo about an inquiry on the first day, it usually amounts to nothing in a few weeks.
Well, I just think they wanted to get all their ducks in a row, get all the information in, and then it did seem to take quite some time, but in the end, I didn't back Roheron at the short odds, so I think they probably came up with the right result. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your day.